Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for May the 26th, 2009. We will begin the meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Domain and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we pause and bow before you to acknowledge your majesty. We thank you for your great gift of grace brought to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, as we come out of this Memorial Day weekend, we lift up all of those men and women who over the years have sacrificed their life so that we can live in a free country and gather today in free assembly. Lord, we ask that you lead us and guide us, forgive us where we fail you, shine the light on the path that you would have us to follow. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll start with purchasing.
Judge, on item D, can we just execute that document, please?
Just execute.
Will not receive a box.
Contractor here.
It may be surge after the hurricane. The first one may have been before.
Okay. Item A, approved specs for IFB on the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center surveillance system upgrade. Item B, approved specs for IFB for construction of softball bathrooms and storage facility at Ford Park. Item C, award IFB for term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County to Rochester Armored Car Company, Inc. Item D, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with Barry Clark and Associates, Inc. for consulting services for the development of commercial air service from Southeast Texas Regional Airport to Austin Bergstrom International Airport, not to exceed $2,000. Item E, execute, receive, and file this professional agreement if it is passed. Item, what you said, you just want to execute it, not receive and file. F, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with Sigma Engineering, Inc. for architectural services, structural engineering, and design to retrofit the Jerry Ware Terminal to facilitate the staging of federal and state personnel for mass evacuation and airlifts during natural disasters. And this is not to exceed $15,520. Item G, receive and file professional agreement with Sigma for the stated purposes, as stated in F. And item H, by addendum, consider and possibly approve change order number one, which is an increase of $132,233.39 to a contract with Alco Erosion Control for the Cajun Cabins at Pleasure Island for additional granular fill material for the Cajun Cabins and the golf course. Additional fill materials will be paid for at the unit price for the project and will complete the requirements, bringing the total contract to $662,128 and increasing the days of completion by 28 calendar days. This remains within budget and is funded by Coastal Erosion Protection Response Funds allocated by the General Land Office. Is there a motion on the items under purchase? I have a motion and a second. Discussion.
I have a question for H, Judge. I know this is coming from a coastal erosion protection, but I would like to ask the engineer, why was this much additional fill not anticipated by the contractor in the original bid? That seems like an excessive amount.
Yes, sir. The design was based on pre-Ike conditions of the shoreline. Ike came around and actually caused extensive erosion to the shoreline, which had to be restored. So this accounts for that additional erosion that happened between the design time and Ike itself.
Okay, thank you.
On items D and E, do we need to change that number?
Judge, that number of the contract's actually not to exceed $2,000 on the fee. There's an additional not to exceed $200 for expenses, but that's in the contract.
Okay.
It doesn't change the actual.
Okay. Okay. Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County commissioners, Mr. Fountain, is there any reason to tamper with our present? Well, let's just table item A because it deals with the burn ban, which a
little damp right now.
Which doesn't need to be changed. Item B, considering possibly approved disposal of scrap copper to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such a price as may command and return funds to the county. Item C, receive and file certificate for county order and order levying taxes for $15,610,000, the Port of Beaumont Navigation District of Jefferson County, general obligation refunding bond series 2009. Is there a motion on these two items?
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion.
Yes, sir. I'd like to comment on item B. This was part of the courthouse restoration. We removed the old copper roof off of this building. Due to the timing, we thought that the copper would be of considerable value as scrap. We chose to try to eliminate it or dispose of it without going through the original contractor. In the meantime, the copper prices came down significantly as far as salvage value. We did try to get it bid out through Horn Auction. We did try to go back to the contractor and get them to take it off our hands. Nobody wanted it. So after going through a very strenuous process through purchasing, getting the opinion of our legal counsel, Mr. Rugg, we've satisfied statute on this, and we will take it out. My precinct has it currently in a company county vehicle. Will dispose of it at the salvage yard and promptly bring the check back to the treasurer's office or to the purchasing office.
We also need to include that the court office
had the same situation there. We'll just establish a convoy. copper convoy. Anyway, I just want to make that point clear to everyone.
I just wanted to mention something on item C so that nobody thinks the Port of Beaumont is going out with some new bond issues. This is actually two prior bond issues that they have refunded and are going to, they got a better, more favorable interest rate. So they refunded the bond issues, put out this new bond,
Wow. Not a new bond
issue or anything.
Okay, thanks. What about storing that copper till the price goes up? Out at your precinct barn?
Well, there'll be a slight storage fee. It's tying up one of my vehicles.
Okay, anything else on county commissioners? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve budget amendment for Beaumont Maintenance in the amount of $281,000. Item B, receive and file monthly financial and operating statement for the month ending February 28th, 2009. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 316514 through check number 316799. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Engineering, item A, consider and possibly approve amendment number one to terminate the advanced funding agreement between the county and the Texas Department of Transportation, or TxDOT, for the construction of a bridge on Hildebrandt Road over Hildebrandt Bayou. The county will construct the project without the assistance of TxDOT.
So move.
Okay, you got a motion and second and discussion. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed say no. We have a motion to adjourn. Have a motion.
Second.
Everybody in favor, get up and leave.